A complete injustice that he's not in. He should have been in. He deserves to be in. It's time to get him in. And I would hope that the voters see the light and do the right thing and get him in. I can't answer whether this is the year because you never know when it's the year. Could say that for a lot of different players, a lot of different times. The only thing I could tell you is that Pat Bowlen is an unequivocal Hall of Famer.
I think he's got a great case, and I think he's got a very good chance. And personally, I'm kind of pulling for him because I think he is a very deserving Hall of Famer. And so, you know, we'll see, and I hope the best for him this year.
Well, I mean, first off, I mean, what he's done for the Broncos in establishing this team for such a long time, being so good, doing it the right way, but also his contributions as far as what he's done in several committees for the league. I mean, he was just a great owner and is a great owner. And so when you put that all together, I mean, he should have been and is on that first wave of getting into the contributors that we started 3 years ago.
He cared about the Broncos in this community and always wanted to win with class and something that would make this community proud, and he did that. And he won at an extraordinary level in 30 years, and that's a tribute to him and his drive and his competitiveness.
I think that Mr. B should be in the Hall of Fame. I'm on the Contributors Committee. I intend to push Mr. B very, very hard in August when the Contributor Committee meets so that he's in the class of 2018. I don't want to see it done posthumously. I think Mr. B should get in. He should get in now. He should have got in last year, in my view. It would have been great to go in with TD. And so that's my view. I think he should be in.
I know where he is in my Hall of Fame, and certainly I have some idea of the criteria that is weighed when you're considered, and Pat fits all of that. And he certainly has made a difference for what the NFL is today.
Sunday Night Football. When you look at what Pat perceives, Sunday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, when you look at the NFL Network, they are all ideas that have their origins in the rarefied air of Denver and the murky atmosphere of Dallas. And when you look at what they've done to the league, it has changed it forever. And Pat Bowlen's legacy to the National Football League is mega.
Pat Bowlen is as responsible as anybody for growing the TV revenues in the sport of football. And all the money that the players make today is because of the TV in the sport. That, in large part, is due to Mr. Bowlen. He created a winning organization. The Broncos are a standard in the NFL and in sports, and that's because of him. He has been a huge figure on labor committees, finance committees, TV committees. He's done huge work. He's created a winning organization, and he's a Hall of Famer.
He was someone who was very involved in big matters. He headed our media committee for many years, was involved in so many changes, including Sunday Night Football and so many other changes, but he was a very active and powerful voice in the NFL ownership room, and many of the decisions we made over his 30 years of ownership were driven by Pat Bowlen.